Welcome to today's episode of
In Case You Missed It.
Well, if you missed it this morning, we told you way more than you needed to know about wombats.
That's a wombat.
They are precious.
Ain't that cute?
I want a wombat and I want it now.
We're just now learning what
my Veruca impersonation.
What a wombat looks like. I thought they were like bigger. But
they're like tiny little teddy bear looking things.
Cute fella.
Maria Island is just off the eastern coast of Tasmania. It's inhabited by a large number of those cute little adorable little teddy bear looking wombats.
Cuddly.
The thing about these wombats, and Tony, you're going to love this, they also have mysterious cube-shaped poo. Yeah.
All right, now I got to go wombat poo. Here I am. I am right now.
So now the local tourism board there is asking visitors to stop touching the wombats.
Oh, my gosh.
Is it really? Do you have a picture of it? Let me see it.
No, it went back.
So here's what the sign says. It says, I take the pledge to respect and protect the furred and feathered residents of Maria. Wombats, when you trundle past me, I pledge I will not chase you with my selfie stick or get too close to your babies. I will not surround you or try to pick you up. I pledge to let you stay wild.
Okay, there it is. It finally found it. That's wombat doo-doo.
That's crazy. Now, what's weird about that sign is, okay, listen to this. Chris Hemsworth, he lives in this on this island too. Almost the exact same sign.
Oh, I thought you were going to say he pooped squares too.
No, Tony.
Because that'd be hard on you.
And then even more about wombats. Well, I just got a message here from Sharon Chapel Pier, and this just proves that this is why you tune in and listen, right? Because you never know what you're going to hear or even if it's going to make sense.
Good morning, Sharon.
And good morning, Sharon. Sharon says, something to add to my list of things I didn't expect to hear on the radio. Well, now I've got to Google wombat poo.
And I did, y'all. It's really square, just like in the story.
You know those candies, resin or whatever they're called?
Reason. Yeah.
That's what it looks like. By the way, that way you don't have to have that in your search history. Hopefully you can imagine what a reason or whatever those are called, those little caramel things, is what it looks like.
And how on earth they make it in squares is beyond me.
I bet there is square. I mean, I don't know. I've never seen one. Google that now. A few subjects to talk about. One was January, and men now are making their beards all colorful to be manicorns.
Mm-hmm. Put a couple things out on the table.
Fellas.
One.
Fellas.
Well, hold on. I got one before we get to the fellas. Ladies.
Okay.
Let's tone down the January stuff, okay?
Okay.
I mean, do what you want. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't care.
But
hairy armpits
ain't appealing on a woman.
And some of the January movement is also coloring the armpit hair pink and blues and stuff like that.
That's wrong. All wrong.
So let's just put a stop to that, can we?
Pretty please.
Men.
Okay, guys, listen.
Apparently men now. I'm using the term, never mind. Men are dyeing their beards to become manicorns.
Manicorns.
They're dyeing the beard blue, purple, pink.
To make a man a unicorn.
To make a man a unicorn, a man-a-corn. A manicorn.
Oh, guys.
Come on. Hey. Stop it. Hey. Stop that.
Yeah. But all right, now, just if they didn't, and if all these trends keep going, and if women keep doing, what's it called, January?
January.
All right, if a woman does that, and a guy can be a manicorn, and a woman grows her hair out,
right?
We should be able to call her a she-squatch. <You know?
laughs> Walmart and Target have both stopped selling a toy bomb.
It's a game that has children defuse a plastic pretend bomb.
Okay, now really think about this. I mean, our children are playing games like Grand Theft Auto.
Right.
So
and there's
about
a lot of worse things there. You're right about that.
So really think about it and think about the game.
Here's the commercial for it.
The all-new Cut the Wire game. A device is ticking and is about to go off. Which wire will you cut? Which is danger? Which is safe?
I don't know. Sounds fun.
Secret clues will help you decide.
Ooh, secret clues.
It's the ultimate race to see who can defuse or lose.
Oh, no.
Before it's too late. Cut the Wire, the game by Yulu.
Only at Target. Batteries not included.
Andy, there's a C4.
There ain't no C4. Probably green Jello or something. Yeah. If you don't cut it in time, it blows up and Play-Doh gets on you or something silly.
It's really no difference than a Jack-in-the-Box, except Jack-in-the-Box, you know it's going to pop out at some point and scare you. This, you at least have a chance to stop it.
Yeah, right, right.
You know, Jack-in-the-Box,
heart attack.
Yeah, I know. No chance to defuse the clown that jumps out and scares you.
See, this game, all right, would I like to have owned this game as a child?
Yes, yeah, absolutely. Yes.
It would have been fun.
Right, you put a Dukes of Hazzard logo on there, I'd have had it. Yeah, A-Team, like, I'd have had it.
Heck yeah. And like I said, Call of Duty or Grand Theft Auto,
yeah.
Those games there, they're worse.
Right.
You know, as far as what kids see.
Yeah, I think so. I don't really see a problem. I mean, I get the trigger point on this. Not that was probably bad. Trigger point, but I get why there's people like, hey, we shouldn't do this. I get it, but
and think about this: there, it does kind of train the child for a possible future. In
kids that play this game could save people's lives later.
Bomb squads,
right? Yeah,
they.
Well, this is probably going to turn into a bunch of different other games.
You know it, like the game Save the Hostages Sniper game.
Yeah.
Bet you it won't get made now.
No, probably not. It's probably going to.
So there goes that game.
Yeah.
The Plunge the Floater plumbing game.
With real floaters.
It ain't going to get made. And then the last one won't get made.
What?
The Remove the Polyp Proctology game. There's. And it ain't even a real polyp. It's Play-Doh.
With new rubber gloves included. Just stick your and then
you found it. Yay!
You win the prize polyp. Officer Smith Wesson was in the house.
Whoop, whoop.
He was cracking down.
Hello! This is Captain Lieutenant Master Sergeant Colonel Corporal Schreiner and Black Belt Smith Wesson with this reminder. We're cracking down on fountain fishing. Every day, thieves are short on change. They reach into wishing fountains and take coins people have made a wish and tossed in. It's not just change. It may be a kid's wish for a new puppy you're stealing.
Well, I was short 28 cents for taxes and I took it from a wishing well. I never thought about a kid wishing for a puppy.
No! You only thought about yourself! And somewhere, there's a kid who never got his puppy because of you!
Well, what if the kid wished for a bicycle or an Xbox?
No! It was a puppy! And I bet that cute floppy-eared puppy wished for that child. But you took it! So he got euthanized!
But what if the kid wished for a...
I said it was a puppy! Brown with a white spot on its little cheek. Its name is going to be Sparky. But now that's over.
But what if...
Puppy, puppy, puppy! And that puppy and that kid's wish is why I'm cracking down.
Brought to you by Path Whisk Boo Pie. People against fountain wishers who steal kids' puppy wishes.
Okay, how about if the kid...
Puppy, sir!
Tony had a brand new word of the day for us.
Helping you get smarter.
And ladies, if you hate it, you know who to email.
Thank you.
And now, to expand your vocabulary, Jason and Tony present Tony's Word of the Day.
Women do la oblongata. A women doula oblongata is the part of a woman's brain that stores things like shoe stores, mind games, and past mistakes men have made. Women do la oblongata.
That's Tony's word of the day.
Tony had his guitar tuned to some key and notes.
It was W, X, and Y.
And we got key. a brand new best country lyric never written.
And now, Jason and Tony present the best country music lyrics that were never written.
If a woman says nothing is wrong, what she really means is that she's been looking at your computer search history.
That was the best country music lyrics never written from Jason and Tony.
And as always, we'll leave you with today's
Real Good.
We see a lot of stories about people donating kidneys and things like that. But this one, it's kind of got a couple extra little hooks in it. A guy in Pittsburgh, his name is Michael Klimkos, and he's recovering and doing well after donating one of his kidneys to Santa Claus.
Santa?
Yeah.
Get out of here.
Back in the mid-70s, he was in a fraternity. Technically Santa was, but he wasn't a known Santa then. These two guys were in a fraternity at Clarion University in Pittsburgh, and one of his frat brothers, his name is Ott Corals. What a great name, Ott.
Yeah, it is.
I love that. Ott now works as a professional Santa Claus all around the holidays, and apparently he's a quality Santa, too. Like, he's booked up, and all the kids love him.
Cool.
Well, they lost touch after college, but they connected on Facebook, and Ott mentioned he was looking for a kidney. He was on dialysis 4 hours a day, 3 days a week.
Oh, it's poor dude.
Oh, my gosh.
That'd be awful.
Well, Michael immediately said he wanted to donate, ask how to get tested, and they were a match. So,
for old fraternity brothers.
Old frat bros.
Oh, wow, now they're a lot closer than ever before.
The surgery happened last Tuesday, and they're both doing great. Ott says that they may have been frat brothers 46 years ago, but he feels like he's gained an actual brother after this.
Wow.
I mean, absolutely. That's really cool.
Don't ever lose it, do you? Even after 40-something years.
So those two guys, Michael and Ott, y'all are real good. As always, thanks for listening to the podcast. I really do appreciate it. The more people you can tell about it, it would be awesome if you would.
Yeah, let's go worldwide with this thing.
Worldwide. Anyway, that's it for today. Thanks for listening to
In Case You Missed It.